Coast Radio News for Monday, August 10th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Sometime early last week, vandals spray-painted BLM and other messages on three rocks that are at the entrance to the beach on the North Jetty, anti-Trump messages as well as support for gay rights, and the words "Don't Judge" were painted in red on many of the giant rock surfaces. On Saturday, a group of local citizens organized by local businessman Dan Lofi met at the rocks to try to clean the surfaces. After several hours, the attempts left many of the words illegible, but the paint would not completely come off the rocks. Oregon Parks representatives said that they are planning on painting the rocks sometime in the next week. It is not known if it was an individual or several individuals responsible for the act, and it's unlikely that authorities will be able to determine exactly when the vandalism occurred. Mayor Joe Henry and his wife Pam were among the individuals that participated in the cleanup. There were about a dozen people that showed up Saturday morning to help. The volume of new coronavirus cases across the state continues to be high. Since Friday, there have been 1,062 new cases around the state, bringing the total to 20,010 cases overall. 33 of those cases were reported in Lane County. There have also been 17 additional deaths added to the state's toll since Friday. There are now 589 cases in Lane County and 3 hospitalizations. 18 is still the number of cases recognized for the 97439 zip code. The state is trying to make up for some financial deficits by increasing the prices for camping in Oregon state parks. The new 30% surcharge goes into effect today, but does not apply to in-state tourism. Out-of-state visitors will have to pay the additional amount, with hopes of bringing in an additional $500,000 to the state economy by the end of the calendar year. OPRD hopes that not only will this bring in more revenue, but also encourage local residents to use the parks for in-state recreation. Oregon's economy has suffered with rising unemployment and decreased revenue from recreational activities, as well as losses from the Oregon Lottery. The Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has announced that Sherry Payne will accept the role of Director of Operations for Peace Health Medical Group at Peace Harbor Medical Center. Payne has been with Peace Health for the past 24 years and since January has been in the interim position. Payne has also served as Senior Clinic Manager for Specialties in Florence for the last 15 years. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, August 10th, 2020.